Welcome to Creativity Talks with me, Susan Yates, artist, author, and creative entrepreneur. This show discusses topics around my fundamental belief that everyone is creative. Each week, through mindset talks, listener questions, and guest interviews, I will help to inspire you and bring creativity into your daily life. So grab a cuppa, sit back and relax, and let's get stuck in. Well, hello everybody and welcome back to Creativity Talks. It's great to be talking again here on the podcast. Since recording the last episode, I've actually had a bit of a cold and I lost my voice for about 3 days, which is somewhat frustrating when you're trying to record podcasts and videos and things that require you to actually speak and be a functioning human being. So I've had a little break from recording, but it's really lovely to be back, to be talking about creativity. And I'm also really excited because this week I have some interviews scheduled with some wonderful creative guests that I'm going to be sharing with you over the next couple of weeks. Now, all of the guests that I'm going to be getting onto the podcast, and I've got about 6 scheduled over the next few weeks, are people who are either artists, creatives, illustrators, or working within a creative industry or alongside creative people, and are going to be sharing their own perspective on creativity, why creativity is important to them, what inspires them, and hopefully some really interesting conversations all about the essence of creativity. So I'm super excited to be sharing this with you over the next few weeks. So look out for these guest interviews when they come up. So let's move on to today's topic, which is something I talk about quite regularly with the students I come into contact with in my own art teaching business, and also something I try to engage with when I'm working in my pottery cafe. And this subject is all about positive language and the use of positive language and the effect it can have on us and our creativity. So one thing I notice, and this tends to be with adults or older children, is that we can be very apologetic or self-depreciating about our own creativity, our own work. I had originally think this was a little bit of an English thing, us being very understated and apologetic, but I actually don't think that's the essence of what this issue is. I think sometimes the way we speak about our creativity, our attempts at art, drawing, singing, whatever it might be, stem from some deep set attitudes that can be inbuilt at a very early age. And often this stems from perhaps something that you don't pursue as a career, art and design, creativity. So if you don't pursue an art career from an early age or aren't supported in doing creative things from an early age, sometimes a sort of negative attitude or negative language begins to set itself very deeply into our subconscious. Now, if I had £1 for every time that somebody told me that they can't draw, they aren't creative, or it went wrong, I would be an incredibly, incredibly rich woman. Perhaps I should start that as a business, I don't know. So for example, in the Pottery Cafe, we run evenings where adults come in and it's adults only. We sit down, they have drinks, choose pottery to paint. And it tends to be on this evenings that I hear the most negative language used within the studio. Although everybody has an absolutely fabulous time, they're happy to see their friends, they're here to enjoy. Soon as it gets to the point where they select that blank canvas, which in this case is a bare piece of pottery, a white unpainted piece of earthenware pottery, select it from the shelf, maybe it's a plate, maybe it's a cup, and then they sit down, they look at this blank canvas, and you know, sometimes that negativity or that uncertainty starts to creep in, and this is when I hear things like, oh, I can't draw, or oh, I'm not really good at painting. And it's such a shame that before embarking on a creative project, these negative things come out of our mouths. And I think I'm on very much a mission for us to speak positively about our creativity, to speak positively when we embark on creative activities, crafts, art, any drawing, writing, anything that you do. Perhaps it might be a new activity, it might be something you're well-versed or practiced in. But I think by speaking in a positive way, it can make a huge impact. I'm going to delve much deeper into this throughout the course of the podcast, provide you with some exercises, some tips, and even some positive affirmations, words that you can say that are positive to reaffirm your creativity and strengthen your mindset towards creativity. So let's start by discussing why this is important. Now, I believe that the way that we talk and use certain words when describing creative activities can have a huge impact on our thoughts and our overall pleasure and success in this arena. If we constantly tell ourselves that we can't do it, or we are wrong, or we're not good, what effect do you think this has? Well, I do believe that it blocks our ability to relax. It prevents us from opening our minds to discover new things and to ultimately give ourselves space to create, which is what we need. We need space and the ability and the environment and the mental space to be able to create freely. Now, creativity is so important, not just for artists or designers, but in almost every walk of life. And just to give you another example, I'm sure that an athlete starting a very important race doesn't start the race thinking, I can't do this, I'm rubbish at running, I'm a little bit slow. I think what you'll find is almost the exact opposite, and certainly a lot of sports psychologists or coach would be encouraging a slightly more positive approach to the attitude towards running and competing and winning. So why, when we attempt something creative for the first time, whether it is picking up that blank canvas, that unpainted cup that you're going to paint, you know, writing a book, whatever it might be, when we attempt something creative or new for the first time, why do we give ourselves such a hard time? And of course, there isn't a single, simple, easy explanation to that question. As adults, we are incredibly complex. Our brains are complex. We are made up of all of our previous experiences of the world. So the way that we speak about our creativity is a little bit of a reflection of our inner thoughts and our own opinions towards creativity. It's kind of what's coming out. It's our insecurities. Perhaps as a child, you were told by a teacher that you weren't very good at art or drawing. And unfortunately, this is something I come across so often when I'm teaching adults in a creative field. Adults have been told as children, when the brain is so impressionable and at a point where it's a massive sponge and it's full of the ability to learn and all the pathways in the brain are structuring and forming and doing amazing, fabulous things that I don't know about. So when this brain is this massive sponge, unfortunately, there have been instances, and this is incredibly common, where somebody, it might be a teacher, a parent, a friend, anybody, has given a negative piece of comment that will really, really, really stick in the mind, and it stays with you into adulthood. And, you know, I can think of numerous people that I have taught that have given me specific examples of, they did this particular painting when they were small and they were told it was bad and this has affected them. They never picked up a paintbrush again. And I think this is so sad. So part of the focus of looking at positive language and the way that we speak is to reprogram ourselves to be positive towards creativity and to give ourselves the space to create, as I said earlier. Now, other things that can influence the way that we think and why negative language is coming out when we speak are sometimes when we create, things don't go the way we intended. So in our minds, we've got this picture of a beautiful painting of, you know, the masters of a Picasso, and then we pick up a paintbrush and things don't come out exactly the way that we intended. And there's just this gap between our potential practical skill level and what we want as an output. And this can be across any creative practice. You want something to be a certain way and it doesn't come out the way we intended. And this sometimes can then cause negative language to spill out because things have gone wrong, or basically not how we wanted them to go. It doesn't look like how we want it. And there's lots of ways that we can tackle this and deal with this? And firstly, as a creative, I always think it's really, really important to focus on the process rather than the end result. And this is partly a mindfulness thing, where we are just in the present moment. Because if you are so hung up on the end goal, you're not in the moment doing the creativity. And I think for anyone that is successful in a creative career, in a creative activity, you've got to get in the flow. You've really got to be in the zone. And it's that place where time stands still and the creativity just pours out. And you can't be in that zone if you're thinking about the end result. And that then causes these sort of negative patterns to happen. So I think sometimes we do need to let go of the end result and focus on the moment and not get hung up on the intended end result of something. I hope that makes sense. I think also negative language spills out because it's this fear of the unknown. And when you create, you're often doing things that are new. As soon as we go out of our comfort zone and we try new things, we experiment, that's when, you know, the good stuff happens. That's when we truly create great things. I think you need to push yourself. You need to go out of your comfort zone. You need to tackle a new subject matter, a new color, a new way of working for, you know, really exciting things to happen. And again, this fear of the unknown, fear causes negative language. So the reasons that negative language come out, they are multifaceted, and I've just touched on maybe two or three things there that I think can influence and provide you negative language. But I just want to park that there because I don't want to talk all about negatively and the things that can cause us to speak, you know, with negative words as we create. I want to now focus on how we can observe our own language and how we can fix our language and be more positive, and then reprogram our brains to be positive and to speak in a certain way and to assist and boost our creative output. And this is easier for some people than others, of course. Some people will speak generally very positively, and there'll just be the odd negative word just flopping out every now and again. I am one of these incredibly positive people, which can be annoying to some, but I am generally incredibly positive, incredibly upbeat. But even I speak negatively at times. If something has gone wrong, if I've smudged something as I'm working and it's really, really annoying, of course there may be some negative language coming out, and particularly strong negative language at times, but that's almost separate. It's those kind of day-to-day usages of language as you're talking generally about yourself, your creativity, the things you do. So the thing that I want you to really think about is figuring out what negative words you do use yourself, and just watching, observing your own language towards your creative practice as closely as you can over the next week. Now, if you are a person that does journaling, you know, perhaps you want to take a few moments to just note down any negative words that you have been using when you're talking about your work, when you're talking about approaching your work. Maybe, you know, you have a studio and you're going to go and sit in your studio. What language do you use when you're talking about your studio, your paints, your, you know, all the tools and materials that you use in your practice? What language are you using? What words are you saying? Another interesting exercise is to, if you're on social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, or you blog, have a website, observe the words that you're writing as you share images of your work or you share thoughts and feelings about your work. Have there been any negative words slipping in there? Something that I see very often is, oh, this went wrong. So it might be a picture or a painting or a drawing of something, and then this is shared within a Facebook group, and it's, this went wrong, or this isn't how I wanted to, or I can't do this, or I didn't have time today. So you may well find there are certain things that come up very often for you that may not come up for me, for example. And I think once you've watched your language and you've observed what negative words you are using, the simple thing to do then is to try to replace these words with a more positive set of words. And you might find it's one or two words that come up all the time. It might be can't or won't or wrong or, you know, whatever it might be. And then just substitute a more positive word or a more positive attitude for the negative ones. So let me give you a few examples. I'm just going to list off a huge list of negative words that are very common words that come up regularly. Bad, wrong, can't, won't, don't, haven't, shouldn't, no, not good. This is a great one. Failure. Ooh, and sorry. Oh, that word sorry. We never need to apologize for our work. Never. Do not. Lack. Fail. Lose. You get the gist. There's a lot of negative words there. And what I'd like you to do is replace those words. So if you're constantly saying can't or didn't or, you know, didn't have enough time, you can replace that with something like I had 5 minutes to create today. So that's a much more positive replacement for the phrase, sorry, I didn't have much time. You know, this didn't go wrong. I didn't have much time. This is just a, you know, a very negative, here's a small something, rather than 5 minutes, this is what I did. Factual, positive. So let me give you a list of some positive words. Let's get positive now. Fantastic, good, right, can, will do, worked, have, did, I like this one, excellent, good, and really good word here, yes, success. I always love a bit of a woohoo when I'm posting things on social media. You'll see me share little phrases like that, woohoo or whoop whoop, quite a lot. Always abundance, that's a great word, abundance. Succeed or success, and experiment. Experiment is a great word. So that's just a few example words that you could replace or start to use. So, you know, a great idea might be to just grab a sketchbook, a journal, a blank piece of paper, and just write down a list of 10, 20 positive words that you're going to use much more over the next week. And then maybe write a list of 5 or 10 negative words that you are not going to say at all over the next week in relation to your creative activities. And just see what happens when you do this. Okay, so I've talked about specific individual words. Now I want to look at phrases and again, just give you a few more examples of replacement phrases that you could use. So for example, instead of saying something like that went wrong, that went bad, this didn't work, you could be saying that was a fun experiment, or my personal favourite, a happy accident. And whenever I'm teaching, I always use the phrases happy accident, or my favourite, advanced technique, which basically means something didn't go as planned, but you came up with a new way of doing something, and it just makes it fun, and you can laugh about it. I mean, one of the best ways to be positive about creativity is if something goes wrong, laugh it off, laugh at how silly something is, how silly something looks, how silly it was when you said the wrong words and things came out not quite how you expected it to be. And when you laugh, when you smile, just positive hormones run around your body, and that can only ever be a good thing. We cannot create when we are negative and we are stressed. I know there's all of these images of the starving artist, the striving artist, the artist that is having to have a struggle with life to create, that you need something, you know, bad or negative to happen to be able, you know, you need to suffer and be in stress to be able to create truly good work. I actually don't really believe this is true for the majority of people creating. I don't feel there's any need for us to be negative or to suffer or to be under stress to create. And when the body is stressed, we go into shutdown, we go into fight or flight mode, where the body puts around all of these hormones like adrenaline and things to kind of speed up our heart rate, to make us sweat, to run away from that tiger or that lion that's about to chase us. That's where it comes from. You know, we don't have tigers or lions chasing around our art studios or wherever we're creating. So we don't need that kind of stress. When the body is relaxed, when we're talking positively, when we're smiling, when we're laughing, when we're having fun, positive and relaxed hormones will be flying around the body, And of course, that's a completely scientific term. But we enter what's called the parasympathetic nervous system, and that is the rest and digest state of the body. It's the absolute opposite of the fight and flight, where you're, you know, running away from disaster, where you're in panic mode, where you're ready for the next crisis. You're literally on your edge of your seat. You're ready to run any minute. That's fight or flight, stress. We don't need that. If you're in this rest and digest mode, you've got these relaxation hormones running around the body. The brain is relaxed. We slow down, and slowing down is just such a great thing for allowing the brain time to process. And when you give yourself time to process, you often make those lateral connections, and that's when creativity happens. And a great example of this is when you just wake up from sleep, or you're just going to sleep. The brain is relaxing, it's going to rest and digest, and those connections are made. And it's very common that people wake up from sleep, or they've had these amazing dreams where these genius ideas happen. And that kind of semi-awake state, that state just between awake and asleep, is a really beautiful state where you're completely relaxed and the brain starts to connect and think laterally. It's the sort of state that you get into with guided relaxations, meditation, yoga nidra, where you're sort of relaxed. And again, this could be that creative state where you're mindfully painting, crocheting, doing some kind of art activity, very often a repetitive art activity where your brain can just, you know, bed in, relax, just chill out. That's when those creative things start happening. So I digress. Let's get back to some of these replacing negative things with positive. So instead of saying, I have no time to draw today, try saying something like, I've got 30 seconds, or I've got 5 minutes to draw something fun. Instead of saying, drawing faces is hard, or I can't play this instrument, rephrase with something like, faces is what I'm going to learn to draw through regular practice. I'm going to enjoy learning how to draw faces. And some of them might look a bit silly. And again, if you're learning to play an instrument, instead of saying, this is hard, I can't do it, approach it with, I'm going to enjoy learning to play this through regular practice. A phrase that I really like is, I love learning and I love being a beginner again. And I say this a lot because I like learning new things. I think when you're in that beginner level, when you're taking on a new project, and I have so many different new projects, new crafts I want to try all the time. When you're in that beginner state, when you're learning, and learning is a brilliant way to boost your creativity, and I talked about that in one of the earlier podcasts within this series, about learning being one of the fundamental things that you can build into your day-to-day life, your regular habits. When we learn, when we read, the brain is absorbing and it gives us a chance to be inspired and for creativity to spill out of ourselves. So I really hope that that helps you to think about your language over the next week or so, thinking about when you use negative language, perhaps have a little think about where it's coming from. But don't delve too deep if you don't need to, but just start thinking about a really simple replacement, swapping negative with positive. And some of the wonderful benefits of doing this are improving your self-esteem and your confidence, and certainly when it comes to your creativity. When we are confident and we are comfortable creating, some of your best work happens. When I stop overthinking, when I stop faffing around or worrying about the end result, when I'm confident and comfortable in my creativity, things just flow out freely, and that's where you want to be. So talking positively about your work, yourself, your creativity will boost and build that confidence and help you to create more. And speaking positively can literally change your mood and your behavior. If you use positive language all the time, you will feel positive. You will feel happier, more upbeat, and your behavior will change. And also, positive language is just attractive. It's got a lovely, positive, happy energy to it. And if you follow people on various social media platforms, I always follow people who are super positive, that have got this high energy, that are always giving out advice and tips and happiness and abundance. And it is just attractive. Creativity builds creativity. Positivity promotes positivity. So it really, really, really does attract people to you. And it will just, oh, it's just super good. That's it. It's just great. There's always a little bit of, especially if you're entering into a new creative practice, if you're trying something new for the first time, and I suppose this was always something I was taught when I was starting a new business, it's sort of fake it till you make it. And I think this really does apply to positive language as well. Even if you don't feel positive within yourself, if you still feel insecure, nervous, unsure, or like you have gone wrong, that's fine. I'm not saying those feelings are wrong. That's what you feel. This is what you're experiencing, of course. But by talking positively, you are reprogramming your brain slowly and surely. You know, if you've got 30 years of saying, I'm bad at art, I can't draw, I can't sing, I'm not good at dancing. If you have 30 years of that inbuilt language and negative thought, that may take more than a week or a couple of days to reprogram yourself. Of course, you know, I'm not going to suddenly say that if you talk to yourself and say, oh, I'm going to be great at dancing, you're not suddenly going to be great at dancing. You might not suddenly feel great at dancing. But after maybe a year, 2 years, bit of practice, bit of fun, bit of laughing at yourself, you're certainly going to feel better. You're certainly going to be more confident. And certainly with time, your dancing will improve. So fake it until you make it. Talk positive until you feel positive. And that really, really, really does work, I promise you. It's the power of positive language is so powerful. It's so important, and it really will boost your creativity. And it's attractive, it's energetic, and it will reprogram your thinking around creativity. And not just creativity, just generally about yourself. I've had people, and I share mindset talks with my sketching group that I have, my membership. I share mindset talks, and I've been doing this for over a year. And the improvement that I have seen in people by telling them to only talk positively. One of the things in all my Facebook groups when I start them is please be positive. And obviously that's a positive phrase, be positive. I don't say don't use negative language. I say please use positive language. And I do pick up on people. I will note when they say, oh, sorry, I didn't have time today, or sorry, the sketch is bad, or this is, you know, excusing. We never need to make excuses for our own work or our own art. You know, things might not turn out as they, you know, were intended. Things might not be as perfect as we want. We might have a smudge. We might have an error, but that's human. You know, don't forget that you are a human. Give yourself some empathy. Be kind to yourself. And I think we often talk negatively to ourselves more than we talk negatively to other people. So let's say you're in a Facebook group and you're sharing a picture of something. It might be something you've created. It might be a craft, a drawing, whatever it might be, it doesn't matter. Don't apologize for it. And if somebody else was sharing what you're sharing, so if it was, let's say, a sketch, it was a drawing of something. If somebody else was sharing that, what would you say? What positive things would you say about it? And I think we often talk more negatively about our own things than we do about others. And that's really interesting. You know, be kind to yourself. Really do be kind to yourself. Okay, so I'd like to move on to a couple of exercises that I want to leave you with today. Now, the first exercise is finding something you've created. And this could be a physical item you've made, a drawing you've done, a painting. Whatever it might be, look at something you've created, or if it's a piece of writing, a piece of music, think about this thing you have created. And I just want you to take 5 minutes, get a piece of paper and a pen, and start writing negative words all about this thing you have created. And just see what that does, see what comes out, and then pause. And then I'd like you to spend 10 minutes, so double the length of time, writing positive words about this piece you've created. And you don't have to spend 5 or 10 minutes. The main thing is you could do 1 minute of negative and 2 minutes of positive. The main thing I want you to do is just spend a short time writing negative things and writing all of these horrible words that I don't like, and I don't want you to use going forwards. And then replace that and just think positively and write positive words. And again, once you've finished that, reflect on how this made you feel. And I'm pretty sure that the positive words, the positive exercise, which we do second because I want you to leave feeling positive about this piece of work that you've created, you know, notice how it made you feel. What was your attitude towards it? By the time we reflect and think positively and use positive language about stuff, we want to create again. We want to make more things, make more like it, improve. And by being positive, it does encourage improvement as well, and just that flow of creativity, because it doesn't always come easy. Nothing comes easy. It's this regular practice, it's this showing up, this keeping on going through all the negative thoughts, the things that have happened to us in our childhood, the errors, the mistakes, the lost opportunities, all of these multifaceted things that as adults we are dealing with, things that are happening in our personal life that overspill into our creative life. We are dealing with all this stuff. So nothing is simple, nothing is straightforward. It's not black and white. It's all, I don't want to say grayscale, it's all various colours. Let's go with that. Our life and our brains are very colourful. And you know, all of this stuff is going on. So it's important with your creative practice to show up, be kind to yourself, be positive to yourself, and just see what that positive language does. Now, the final exercise that I'd like you to do is to write yourself a positive affirmation. And I'd say perhaps choose 1 to 3 positive affirmations, things that really mean something for you. And these have to be positive. So a couple of examples, things that I use myself. This is my personal favourite. My creativity flows freely. Oh, that's beautiful. Another one that is good is I am confident and skilled in my creative work. And again, you could replace the words creative work with my art, my drawing, my whatever your creative practice is. Another couple of examples, I am proud of my, whatever it might be, I enjoy, whatever it might be, and I also love this one, my creativity makes me happy. Oh, isn't that gorgeous? Now, you might not want to use these examples at all. You might want to go researching on the worldwide internet and just look up some beautifully positive creativity quotes, things that are going to make you happy, and just choose a couple of these positive affirmations, just 1 to 3. If you've got a list of 20, you won't remember any of them. So you just want perhaps 1 or maximum 3 that you can write down in a notebook. You could draw on a big piece of paper and stick to the wall in front of you so you see it all the time. And repeat these positive affirmations all the time. Another one that I used to use all the time was, I am an artist. It's just simple, but so positive. And that's really good if you have imposter syndrome, which is that feeling of, oh, nobody believe that I'm a real artist, surely. That sort of thing of, nobody's going to believe me, and you're that imposter pretending to be an artist. And that, you know, that's a thought that comes up quite regularly with creatives. So I am an artist is a positive affirmation that I have used a lot in the past. And I can remember doing a really colourful, rainbow-coloured watercolour page of this affirmation that I painted and I stuck up on the wall of my studio, and I had it there for several months when I was going through a phase of feeling particularly insecure about putting myself out there as an artist and being an artist. And that really, really helped. So these positive affirmations can be very helpful. So come up with 1 to 3, write them down, or you're a creative, make them into something beautiful. Spend some time working on this positive affirmation, whether you've got these, whether you do beautiful brush lettering, whether you want to paint it, whether you want to do a collage of stuff, or whether you want to write a poem about it or write a song about it, make a cake, I don't know. Get creative and confirm these positive affirmations. get them stuck in your brain, stick them up so they're visual, that you can see them, that they're not going to go away, and repeat them regularly. Now, I don't know where the time has gone today. I feel like I've been talking for 5 minutes, but the time has really flown by and we're coming to the end of the show. So I wanted to just recap a few of the highlights, a few of the takeaways about positive language before we leave. So first of all, watch your language. Spend the next week looking at where or when you use a negative language and what negative language you use. From there, start to replace that negative language with a positive alternative. It can be really helpful to write yourself a long list of positive words that you can use. Sometimes, if you do notice that you use a lot of negative language, it can be hard to think of good words. So write yourself a handy list on a bit of paper that you can refer back to regularly. And then finally, we've got our final two exercises that I shared just a few moments ago. The exercise where we look at something you've created, spend a couple of moments writing only negative words about it, and then double the time writing only positive words about it and reflecting back on how that made you feel. And then finally, the last takeaway was create yourself a positive affirmation or a couple of them and repeat these on a regular basis. Place them up somewhere where you can see them regularly. And basically, positive language is great. That's my takeaway. Speak positively, never apologize for yourself, for your creativity, and it really will boost your confidence, your self-esteem. It's attractive, and it will begin to reprogram your thinking about creativity. And hopefully, we'll all be super positive, amazing, creative people going forward. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode of Creativity Talks. To see the show notes and to find out more about how you can get more creative, go to www.creativitytalkspodcast.co.uk or search for the hashtag Creativity Talks. If you enjoyed the show, please let other people know about it by sharing this episode or the podcast webpage. You can also leave a review on whatever platform you are listening on. All reviews and recommendations are deeply appreciated and help to ensure that I can continue to make more episodes and inspire as many people as possible. Take care and stay creative.